Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. We are back for the bathroom break, and we're going to be crushing it today because we're going to be talking about using little amounts of money. I'm talking about like hundreds of dollars, if not even less than hundreds of dollars, and the impact it can have on for you and your brand. But before we get into all that, Daniel, it's March Madness. I need to know, do you do a bracket? Do you care? What do you think about all this?
I do a bracket. I have two brackets, and I was a little sad because I picked some upsets that weren't doing well. So what about you? I know you probably have a bracket, but you don't care.
Well, I don't care, but my family, me and my wife and my two teenage kids, we all do a family bracket, which is ridiculous because other than my son, nobody knows anything. So my wife, she picked Georgia to win it all. And I said, why'd you pick Georgia when at all? They're not good. And she goes, I like Georgia. I go, that's not how it works. I go, they're like an 8 or a 9 seed and they lost in the first game. She goes, oh, what does that mean? I go, it means you screwed. Okay. very sophisticated.
You picked Florida, I'm guessing.
Of course. Go Gators. We're winning it all. I don't even know if Cincinnati's in it or any other schools you play football for.
No, but I did pick UC San Diego for my San Diego roots. That was not a good pick, but it's okay.
Sorry, yeah, loyalty does not get you very far.
No.
Okay, so we're talking about small dollars, big impact. And there are things that you could do out there where you spend little to no money and it could change everything. I want to know your take. Paid version or free version of ChatGPT? The $20 version, is it worth it? What do you think?
100% worth it. The amount of time, ideation, reviewing, summarizing, researching you could save by just getting the $20 version is just it's insane, the value to what $20 is a month.
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, everybody out there like, oh, I don't want to spend on that. Well, cut down going to Starbucks twice in a month, okay? And I am telling you, get the $20 version of ChatGPT. I'm not an affiliate for them. Not that they need my help or whatever. I'm telling you, just like Daniel, it is game changing to have access to it. So that one is a no-brainer. So what's another small dollar tip that you think people should be aware of?
Yeah, I think one people always think that to be posting on a platform, you need to be able to grow an audience first and you need to be able to grow a community first. And some things you could do with small dollars is boosting your highest performing posts, not for conversion based things, but for profile views and to get that follower number up, because you want to build a community of people. So when you broadcast on that channel, you can get more followers. I know this is a one way to get followers, but once you build that community, you can start getting broadcast channels and Facebook groups and all these things where you can communicate to these people when at a good time. So I think if you can just spend even $10 to $20 a week boosting your posts, you'll start growing that following on Instagram.
You see, the secret sauce there is that you said $10 to $20 a week. I think people think in order to run ads on Instagram or anywhere, you have to spend thousands. You can have an impact with $20 a week that can actually change your entire social media and the brand, your brand accounts too, the entire social media existence for your brand accounts. I'll give you a really random one in terms of spending money. A lot of people out there, they want to network. They want to meet people in the industry. Maybe you're looking for a job. Maybe you just want to get a new job, or maybe you want to get new clients and you want to go to industry events, but you don't have the money. A lot of these industry events are really, really expensive. Could be like $1,000 a ticket, something like that. A secret hack is find industry events in your area that you could drive through or whatever, and you can get exhibit hall only passes at the event. Exhibit hall only passes mean you can't go to the sessions, but you can be in the exhibit hall all day long. Okay. And usually those cost less than $100 because the events want people to be in their exhibit hall. They love you being there and you can network with everybody. You could talk to all the exhibitors. You could talk to all the speakers. That is something I would be doing all day long if I was trying to grow my network or meet the right people.
Another thing I would do is if you don't have money to spend, seed your product with people who are micro influencers who are either power users in the industry or people who can review your product or talk about it online. I think this is a very affordable way to get your product in people's hands that you want content from, ideas from, and people talking about. So, and you can do this with anybody at the beginning. You could do it if you're a service company, you can offer a free audit. If you're a SaaS brand, you can order free, give free software. If you're a beauty brand, you can seed your best eyeliner or something like that. You could do this very cheaply. I wouldn't say it's free, but it's better than spending actual dollars that you don't have. If you have product, you can spend it.
Yeah. And I think in general, the mindset shift that you need to have is whether it's for your personal brand or your business brand, if you can carve out just a few $100 a week, or on your personal brand, just $50 a week max, you can have an exponential impact on everything that you're doing. So, Daniel, do people send you free stuff? Do you ever get stuff in the mail like, hey, here's a shirt, I want you to wear it and post about it? Or are you not like Alex Earle?
I wish they did, but I actually have some of the best podcast guests because sometimes the podcast guests will send me free product for my wife. So I'll tell them that my wife loves your brand and they'll send makeup or clothes for my wife, which it's great for me to get that stuff. But I never get anybody sending me products. So if you want to send, actually go send Jason product. His office looks empty right now. Send me some product right now.
Now, my favorite ones that I ever got was from Tommy John. I gave a speech somewhere, and I mentioned in my speech that I love wearing Tommy John, like underwear, Tommy John, everything. And I guess the CMO of Tommy John was in the audience. They sent me so much stuff. It was amazing. Like, I had a whole new wardrobe. It was one of the coolest things that's ever happened. And I was like, I want to then start mentioning everything. Like, hi, I like Hokas. I really like Hokas. I thought maybe
I feel like you shouldn't be sponsored by Celsius.
I thought about that, but I think it would be unhealthy because then I would feel like I have to drink more of it.
But they have such cool events now that you can go to.
They're like the new Red Bull.
Yeah, they have such cool events that you can go to. And you're basically an influencer. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big influencer. I have no influence, not even in my own home. Well, listen, everybody, go out there. On your way to Starbucks, I want you to stop, not go in. And we save those dollars and test out some of these micro things because they can have an impact. And go and follow the Marketing Millennials podcast. And if you're really bored, you can follow Do This Not That podcast. And we'll check you later. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out. And it could be anything from email, subject line, to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.